Sure.
Hey guys.
Welcome to the 1023 Shop Talk Podcast.
Close. Good enough. So for episode 69, I was hoping we could get to 70 before this happened, but we'll just end on 69. That works.
Close enough, right?
Yeah, close enough.
Set the bar. Not so high.
Yeah. So we're going to tell a story of where we came from, sort of. I don't know. We never really talked about
humble beginnings.
The beginning, really, on the show. I mean, it kind of came up as a reference a time or two, but I sort of just took this whole thing left field and talked to 7-3 people for about 68 hours. So, And I mean, we've covered some of the shop stuff before, but, it's usually been about like something specific, transmissions or whatever. But you know, I guess, 2015 or 16 is when we met. Would have been probably 2015.
Yeah.
And at that time, we were both working in Prudhoe Bay. We're both working in the oil field. I was just getting into trying to tune my own 7-3 and then selling like OEM parts. I was buying like Motorcraft parts and selling them out of a spare bedroom. Started getting some extra accounts, like selling injectors and turbos and things like that. And I don't remember if it was through tuning or through other parts that we met. You were building 7-3 at the time.
Yeah. I was a pretty hardcore enthusiast.
Yeah.
I would consider at least.
Yeah. You still have that dually, right? I just saw it driving again.
Yeah.
Earlier. Was Brooke driving it or you?
No, Nick was driving it.
Okay.
Still going. Yeah.
But anyway, so you were a hardcore enthusiast building your dually. And at that time, were you already doing, I guess it was around that same time you started like Bust a Knuckle Garage and you were just fixing stuff out of your garage, right?
Yeah. So I was working rotational schedule, up in Prudhoe Bay. Somehow I talked to my boss and letting me work 2 weeks on, 3 weeks off. And it was a great schedule. It left me with a lot of free time.
Yeah.
So I started fixing trucks, while I was home as well. And that's kind of how I funded the whole project of, you know, building that truck. And then, that's how I met you, started, you know, saw that you were a pretty hardcore enthusiast as well.
Yeah.
And we just started truck talk, I guess, started buying parts from you.
Yeah.
First time I remember having a interaction was at Prowl for Power, I believe. I think that's where we first met face to face.
It could be. Yeah.
I don't remember what year it was, but
you were trying to get a 7-3 to make over 500 horsepower, I think.
Yeah. I had some pretty high goals at that point. Yeah. Trying. Eventually did. And,
yeah, that year, I think it was like
I don't think I ever did. I think you did with my truck.
Did I take? Oh, I took it when you weren't there one time, didn't I?
I was up in Prudhoe Bay.
Yeah.
And you ghetto fogged it.
Did I ask permission?
686. I don't know. I said, just make a good number.
Just whatever happens. Yeah. No, I think the first year you did like 440 something. You had what? I think you had PIS. 238 80s,
yeah.
And like a KC drop in, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't remember what it was.
I don't even know if it was a it was an early 99, so I think it might have been stock turbo.
Yeah.
I don't remember, but
anyway. So that's how we met. You were starting up working in your garage. I was selling parts. Perfect match. Robert started buying parts from me, and then both of us decided by 2017, we were like, hey, let's quit our great jobs and let's both work out of your garage and we'll sell parts and tuning and fix cars.
Well, in the beginning, we still had our jobs.
We did have that.
And it was absolute chaos.
Yeah.
I was working nights on the slope, Prudhoe Bay.
Yep.
And I had no way to, you know, communicate with customers or anything. And you were basically just working all day long. I think off lease, you were just like working all the time, right?
Yeah.
And really had no way to do it. So we just kind of created a giant mess. And it's like, hey, we either need to like stop doing this or quit our jobs. And
yeah, I don't know. Looking back now, it seems even crazier because I was thinking about it. I was on the verge of a choice anyway when this happened because I got offered a job at CNC Fabrication and I was going to go run that with Corey. And I actually flown down there to interview with him that summer. Before we went full time on this, we'd already been kind of doing something. I had a job offer like as a load master for Linden. Both of which were either a passion of mine, which was parts, or phenomenal pay and a lot of excitement. Both seemed good for different reasons. And then the last option was, well, that would kill building what now is 1023, or at least with my involvement, because we were just starting to get recognition for like honest, good repair, which is seemingly lacking, and for our tuning and then selling parts alongside it. Like when we were both still on the slope, both still working rotation and working out of your garage. And so in that decision, I remember I'd sold my house, moved in January. And I want to say, 3 months after we decided to go ahead and do this is when my daughter was born. Second kid. And that's when we'd already committed we were going to do this, but we were still working our second jobs. And then I don't know if you remember this, but we quit. When we both quit, you quit working on the slope first and went full-time out of your garage. And we were still like basically making no money. It was like, well, we can't really make money if we can't communicate with people. and we can't grow this if we're gone half the time. And we even tried it, but in case anyone's still wondering, I am not, never have been, and never will be a mechanic, not me. But I did attempt a few times to finish a few projects that were a little over my head,
my shoulder in the middle of all that.
That's true. That happened the same time too. Yeah.
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 Yeah. I wrecked my four wheeler in the driveway at my house. It was kind of in the street, but, and I tore the AC joint, my shoulder apart. So amidst all of that, that was before I quit the slope. I took one whole hitch off. So I had, 7 weeks out of work.
Yeah.
I went back for 2 weeks, one hitch, put in my 2 weeks notice and I came home.
Yeah.
So.
With one operational arm.
Yeah. At that point it was good enough. I could do stuff.
But. Do you think that was a kind of a blessing in disguise though, that you got hurt and had that time at home to see what it would be like to just focus on building this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm sure it was kind of stressful.
Yeah, I did 7 weeks. I didn't take any, you know, disability or short term, whatever.
Yeah.
And it just kind of gave me a taste of, you know, hey, I can do this.
Yeah.
I don't need that job. So here we go.
Yeah. I think that would have been what? January of 2018, right around January is when you went full time with this. And then I think it was, March or April that I went full time also.
Yeah.
It was just a couple months later. But when we did that, We had like maybe $5,000-$10,000.
Yeah, it probably wasn't the most responsible decision.
Wasn't at all.
But it worked.
Yeah. But I think the thing that made it work was that we both had a full commitment to it working. Like, it was a passion, and a full commitment that is what we both wanted to do.
Yeah. Do or die.
Yep. Yeah. And I know that's one of the things that, I think it's amazing that in about 6 years, like fully operating in the company, that we got it to where it is today. Like, I think a lot of people that come in person to the shop don't really see the other side of the company, and people that watch online and just know us for parts and tuning probably don't really know what's going on in the shop either. But it's pretty impressive, in my opinion.
Yeah.
What's been built in 6 years. You know, at that time when it was, it's something we ask, like something I was thinking about today was something that we ask a lot is, like if we're interviewing someone is, you know, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Is it here? Is it doing this? And it always kind of feels like a important, but silly question. And it's good to contemplate it. And in the midst of the growth and all the changes we've had, both industry and with regulation and just personal interest and what we wanted to do, I found myself asking the same question, you know, last year of like, is this what I want to be doing in 5 years? And, the answer to that was no. I was very happy to be part of this. I enjoyed building this company with you. But I've made the mark that I more than what I thought I would have wanted to make on this industry. Serve people very well, I believe, and learned more than I could have even imagined. Had the goal of becoming a millionaire by 30. That didn't happen, but the amount that we've learned from building this company and everything that went into it, it's invaluable. But I also know that it's my time to go. And so last year, the end of 2023, we had decided we're gonna kill our parts distribution, our online side. I mean, most of you know by now, a little over a year ago, we had killed our tuning after interaction with the EPA. And so as of January of this year, so about a month ago, we discontinued our online part sales. All the employees that were involved, all got relocated to somewhere that they wanted to be. And we're happy for that. But it's my time to move on to something else. And the future of what we built is fully in the hands of Robert now. And that's pretty exciting, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's 1023 for the foreseeable future is not going to be we're not going to have the online e-commerce website. We are going to focus 100% on the shop. Shop is staying open. It's not going anywhere. We're going to have the same team here that we've had the past, you know, 6 years.
Yeah. Great team.
Operating and running it. And we have some pretty big plans for, you know, what we're going to do with the shop. Really ramping up on transmissions. Pretty big market for it up here in Alaska. Not really planning on shipping them out of state just because the cost doesn't make sense to ship all the parts up here, build the transmission, then ship the transmission back down to the States. So there's plenty of options down in the States for good transmission builders. But
yeah.
Up here in the state, I think there's a really big opportunity for it. For those of you that have tried to go to our website, you may have noticed that it is no longer a web store. It is now a page for the shop.
Yep.
On that page, we do have a book online feature too. If you're local and you have a vehicle that needs service, feel free to give us a call or book online.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a really cool feature that should not be used if you're looking to buy parts, because we are not selling parts outside of the state. We're only selling parts within our own shop. So just to be clear, but it is a really cool feature if you want service or repairs or anything done. You can just book everything online. So that's still the same website, 1020lisa.com. You should check it out. It's actually a pretty nice website. I was happy with it. I attempted building one, and it was pretty good. And then Shop Genie came along, and they're like, hey, we can help you manage this, and we'll do a much better job. And they did. They did a great job.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty happy with it. So.
Yeah. So the future of the company is just the shop, and it is not the online side. And just for clarity, Robert has always ran the repair shop. Like his team has always been there. And I have always ran the marketing and the online side. So parts distribution and all of our e-commerce stuff. So nothing is changing except for continuing to grow on the shop side. It's just our parts and our e-commerce that we're closing.
I do plan on posting, you know, what's going on in the shop, give some updates. We do have some pretty cool builds coming through. Might do some update posts on that as well. Not really planning on being super active there though.
So if support, like if you guys need it, and it's all referenced in messages too, but like if you like our Facebook page still hasn't been for a long time, but still is not a great way. If you're looking for repairs or service on your truck, don't message us on Facebook. It does prompt you, it sends you to the website with our contact info for the shop. If you message looking for scheduling or something like that, like it's not actively monitored, but it does send you directly to the site that is. So,
yeah. Best number to reach the shop at is 907-414-8592. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. We work 4/10s, which is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, the guys love that.
Yes, great for employee recruiting and retention. And we get more done, so helps our customers get back on the road faster. So.
Yeah. Podcast, so anything from the past, the podcast, videos on YouTube, all that stuff, it's going to be there still. So, you know, for you 7-3 people that still have questions and still are working on planning builds and stuff like that, I think there's a ton of great resources there that it's still going to be available. We are going to remove any links to parts, any like scheduling links and stuff like that, because they're not active anymore. But all the information is still relevant. And so if you're a diesel enthusiast and especially a 7.3 enthusiast, those things are still going to be there for you to listen to, learn from, and share and talk about. So I really enjoyed getting to serve you guys. I really enjoyed getting to do everything on the back end that led to the ability to produce like the content that you guys have seen. And I'm looking forward to whatever's next. And I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with the shop too. Well, I'm still going to be following closely. It's like leaving a family and moving on. It's sort of weird. When you've devoted 6 years or 7 years to something, you know, completely, it's very weird to leave it. But I'm excited. You know, everybody has a time for a change, and this is mine. So. If you guys want to follow me and have updates on what I'm doing, you can go to my website. You can subscribe to my newsletter that I will very rarely send, but I will send out some info on what I'm up to. It's just dustinhogate.com. You guys can follow me there, see what's going on, see what I'm up to, and get updates on me. I prefer you did not email me with questions about 7-3 things because I will not answer them. But there is 68 hours of videos and podcasts you can listen to. Anything you could want me to say about 7-3s.